We are talking about entrepreneurship as a component of the American dream. Starting your own business, achieving financial independence, whether you're a farmer, a homesteader from years and years and years ago, in the very beginning of the frontier, coming up with something like Pocket Fisherman that makes you rich, and the Frisbee, the hula hoop, ideas that made people rich and sort of said over and over again that it's possible to achieve anything in the United States. We wanted to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE and MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And Lucy Aponte contacted us at our website. She's an artist and a nurse in the Bronx. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for weighing in. We'll hear your idea in a second. Also, Alex Andon is on the line from San Francisco. Alex, good morning.
Good morning.
And I want both of you to get your ideas ready and pitch them to Farai and myself, and also to Stephen Key, who's a co-founder of InventRight, a company dedicated to educating inventors about selling their ideas. And Stephen knows from what he speaks. He helped launch Teddy Ruxpin. Stephen, you're the Teddy Ruxpin dude?
Well, I'm one of the guys that helped. There's a team of us, John.
Well, the control room, which all of whom grew up on Teddy Ruxpin, are in tears right now.
Well, it was the late 80s, so it really dates me, but thank you.
That's fine. All right. So, Alex and Lucy, pitch your ideas. Lucy, you begin.
Okay. I created a learn-to-read system to teach children how to read in, starting in the toddler ages. And then I later modified it for children with learning disabilities when I was a foster mother, and had great success, and have tutored children in schools. And teachers are always looking and saying, what are you doing? How are you getting that done? And I'm surprised and amazed at the success. I know it's an incredible system that I've created. I just need the attention and the money for this.
And you'd like to start a business?
Yes, absolutely.
Selling teaching materials to whom?
Well, to the public, to children, to schools, just in general, to nationwide, worldwide.
Stephen Key, what do you make of this idea?
Well, I think it's fantastic. I think there's two ways you can do this, Lucy. Mm-hmm. You could start a business like you want to do. You can also try to license that idea to a company that has, I would say, the distribution and can give you the help to bring your dreams to life.
So, Lucy Aponte, you're already working, right?
Yes, I mean, I'm a nurse.
You're a nurse at a homeless shelter in the Bronx, right?
Yes, I am. And I use it at the shelter, teaching the mothers how they can teach their children to read. And I've started a very early literacy program there for the shelter.
But, Lucy, you know, you've got a job. You're doing fine. Why don't you just stay where you are?
Well, because someday I'm going to have to leave that. I won't be able to continue that. And I have, a home, and my dream is to be financially independent completely and stable.
Alex Andon, pitch your idea to Farai.
Okay, basically, jellyfish are going to be the next big thing in fish tanks, is my theory. About 20 years ago, right down the road from me at the Monterey Bay Aquarium, some scientists had figured out how to keep jellyfish in captivity. And they'd been studying them, and they thought, oh, let's throw a few up in an exhibit, see what happens. And people absolutely loved them. It was possibly their most successful exhibit ever. And since then, now you can't find a public aquarium anywhere without a jellyfish exhibit. Yet, you can't really get a jellyfish for your home or office or whatever. So I'm letting people bring that beauty that they love at the public aquariums with the jellyfish exhibits, letting people bring that home to their homes and offices and or whatever.
So jellyfish, from what I have seen, are in salt water. I don't know if there's freshwater jellyfish, but I've heard saltwater tanks are really hard to manage. So what are you going to bring to the table that would allow me to enjoy the beautiful nature of these aquatic creatures without killing them?
Well, it's true they are salt water, but they're really very easy to keep to take care of. I'd say they're easier than a regular goldfish bowl. I mean, we're working right now on a desktop tank that's going to be just like a goldfish bowl, except with jellyfish, and it's incredibly easy to take care of. Just feed once a day, clean the tank every few days, and change the filter every 2 weeks or so.
Stephen Key, what do you think?
Wow, sounds like a fascinating idea. I think you're right that jellyfishes are pretty popular at there in Monterey. I think you're going to have some issues that you just need to do your homework first. Check with some of the places that sell fishes and aquariums and see if they're interested in this type of idea, and then maybe they can help you as well.
Do you think, Stephen, that this is an economic commentary of one kind? Fish tanks were really popular during the economic upturn, but I think there were a lot of sort of, you know, piranha in those fish tanks. Jellyfish for this decade? What do you think?
Well, I'm not sure. I think it's people are looking for different types of entertainment, and I think they're staying home more, and I think this is something that could be, well, something I think you need to look at. But you need to do your homework first before you just jump in on any idea that you have.
I want to jump in for Lucy. I was reading USA Today this week, and they mentioned something called WeBook, WeBook.com, that allows you to essentially test market your book to a group of people and see if there's any audience for it. I'm not advocating that you do this because I don't know anything about it except that I read about it. But it seems to me that if you do some research, you might find places that really are trying to deal with the question of first-time authors who don't have a track record.
Oh, I definitely will try that. Is that we as W-E?
Yep,
WeBook.
WeBook, singular.
Yeah. You know what we've learned around here is that Farai Chidea is like the networker extraordinaire. So you write down whatever it is that she said. So let's turn you guys into a little focus group for each other's idea. Alex, what do you think of the reading materials that Lucy is talking about? Do you think that might have an application out where you are?
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I think it really would be very useful out here.
Now, Lucy, here in New York, there's lots of talk about, you know, green, you know, get in touch with the environment. Do you think that might be a motivation for people to get jellyfish in their fish tanks?
Yes, absolutely. I'm into green living as well.
All right. Well, those are two interesting responses to two interesting ideas. Alex, good luck.
Thank you.
And Lucy Aponte, good luck, and I hope you're not late for work talking to us.
No, I'm not.
And if anybody has more interest or wants to leave a comment on either of these ideas, please do it at our website, mytakeatthetakeaway.org, or call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stephen Key, generally speaking, this trajectory to have an idea and to become financially independent as a component of the American dream, is it powerful, or is it more like a kid wanting to be in the NBA because he has a decent hook shot on the playground?
No, John, you'd be surprised. You know, anybody with an idea, if they take the right steps, and what I mean by the right steps is you need to get a little protection, which is easy to do and you can do it yourself. But now is the perfect time for inventors or anybody with an idea to get those ideas out. There's thousands of companies today are looking for ideas. So it's a perfect time, and it's not just a dream. You can do it, but you have to realize you have to come up with a lot of ideas, and you need to be very persistent, and you need some good information, and you can bring those ideas to market.
Now, when do you know that you've just got to wrap it up, that it's just not good? What's the signal that it's over?
Well, I think the best thing to do, you know, what people used to do is that they would file a patent real quickly, and I don't want people to do that because that's very expensive. And they used to build a prototype. What you can do today is put together a sell sheet. And basically, that's just a one page that has a benefit statement and a picture of your idea. But you want to, first of all, get a little bit of protection, but then you want to show it to industry experts. Get their advice. See if there's interest first. And if you show it around and you show it to five or six companies and you get no interest, then maybe you need to move on, come up with another idea.
Well, you know, Farai's question is a great one because there's nobody who has the magic expertise on this question of when are you through? I mean, Enron couldn't figure it out. Madoff didn't know it, right? I mean, so many people on Wall Street, Buffett didn't know it. So you know, you should feel confident that if your instincts are worthwhile, go ahead and pursue them. And you think a recession is a good time for this?
No, absolutely. In fact, there's some very hot categories. If you have a kitchen idea or some type of gadget for the kitchen that's under $15, that there's companies. We have a directory at InventRight.com where we list over 250 companies. There's companies there that if you have that kitchen idea, they're looking for it, because people are staying home.
Yeah. Well, Stephen, what idea like that do you admire most? Really quickly, just a few seconds. Is it Pocket Fisherman? Is it Hula Hoop?
You know, I love all ideas that do. I don't care if they're good ideas or bad ideas. They're just fun.
Stephen Key.
But that's a big one.
Thanks.
Pocket Fisherman, that did great.
Stephen
Key.
Pocket
Fisherman.
Co-founder of InventRight, company dedicated to educating inventors in this recession. The American dream. Thanks, Stephen.